The car industry is certainly compelling. What is Toyota's future creator problem?
Toyota's future creator problem is one of the most interesting things that we deal with at Future Creators. We are very concerned about the speed at which a company turns customer information into cash. This, to us, is the single most important metric. And the paragon is Apple. Apple has only, I think, 6 days of sales and inventory, something like 20 days of sales and receivables. So its velocity of information is extremely fast, maybe 25 to 30 days. That's amazing. Now, when you look at the automotive industry, you see something that most people don't get, which is that if you apply these data, you begin to understand the real competitive struggle in automotive. Most people think that the big future in automotive is, you know, self-driving cars, advanced electronics, all kinds of complicated nav systems, and so on. That's not what's going to happen at all. When we started looking at these problems about 20 or so years ago, we noticed that Walmart was making huge inroads in its ability to scale by using what in today we would call an ERP system to eliminate all the time between something that goes through its checkout counter and the second at which something starts to be made to replace that product and go into the store. Walmart's ERP in those days made that instantaneous. As soon as you check something out, the factory started creating a replacement product for that store. This eliminated huge amounts of inventory, accelerated the velocity of cash in that company. Apple took that process and went crazy with it. I mean, the Apple system is gigantic. It's amazing. And that's what Apple is. Apple is this very, very fast cash velocity engine. And the faster the cash velocity, the greater amount of customer information you have, and therefore the more refined your products and more on target and so on. So the benefits of cash velocity in the Future Creators system, and you can watch our videos at future-creators.com on these. There must be 20 or 30 on this one subject alone. That is the key. Now, if we start to look at Toyota, which is supposed to be the paragon of automakers, you look at the data and you say, okay, this is cool. Toyota has, I think, 32 days of sales and inventory, a lot more than Apple, but it's not hugely bad. And if you look at their management grade, and you can do this on future-creators.com on our homepage, put in the Toyota numbers from Toyota's financials, and you'll see it comes out with a B grade for management. So B grade management, not the top. It should be an A grade, but it's not. And the core reason is that even though Toyota is supposed to be a great inventory manager, and you hear a lot about their so-called Kanban system for passing orders back through the supply chain, what you have is a structural challenge. The big problem in the auto industry is not a future in self-driving cars. It's the supply chain. It is illegal in most countries for a company like Toyota to sell a car. Apple can sell computers, Apple can sell iPhones, but Toyota cannot sell cars. It must use an intermediary. So what you have is a structure where it is forcing inventory off its books and into its dealers' books. Now, supposing Tesla wins the war of direct sales. Tesla is trying to make sure that it sells direct everywhere. It doesn't want to use dealers. It wants to create a more Apple-like supply chain. Now that will disrupt automotive like nothing we have ever seen since Henry Ford. Because once you disrupt the supply chain the way Tesla intends, people like Toyota will be on their back foot. They don't have a system to respond to that. There is no ERP structure that will allow Toyota to switch to direct sales instantly. It would take them, I would guess, at least a decade to install a system like that and work it through and iron out the kinks. And since no one has ever created an ERP system to do this in this sector, it's new work for everybody. So this is a big problem. And I believe that the future is in direct sales and automotive. It will be a massive revolution. What you'll have is a Tesla with, you know, maybe 15 days of sales and inventory. Mm-hmm. Toyota will have to go take on all that inventory. They may have 90 days of sales and inventory when this is all said and done. Who wins? 15 or 90? I mean, it's not complicated.
Who? You know, I just picked up my new Honda, and you know, you could tell they had a lot full of cars that were probably imposed on them by corporate. Who might be the most nimble in terms of the Fords, the GMs, the Toyotas, the Hondas, that if Tesla is able to force their hand and really shake up the supply chain, who has even the slightest chance of making this adjustment, if any?
That's a great question, because in the United States, for example, the dealers have a huge political clout, state by state, town by town, huge political clout. But I believe this change is inevitable. I just don't see how you can get around it. So the question then is, okay, this is going to happen. Who will be the first to act? I tend to think it'll be General Motors, because I think that GM has gone through so many changes that adding more to GM may be less of a problem than we think. You know, we might say, oh, well, GM's just an old-fashioned car company. But I don't think you can get much more old-fashioned than, say, Mercedes, Audi, the Volkswagen Group. These companies are deeply old-fashioned. And the Japanese are notorious for their aversion to modern ERP systems. So I'm inclined to think it'll be one of the companies that we don't think about that much in terms of being modern and aggressive. I think it could well be GM.
Check out future-creators.com, where you can check out case studies, information, and also check out the management grade of every organization with public information. Thanks, Francis.
Thanks, Robert.
So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life, the only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.